This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ari and Ian. And again, you can talk about anything that's on your mind. Unlike, according to Ted Cruz and other Republicans in Congress today, on Twitter and Facebook and Google, Ted Cruz accused Twitter of forcing users, including media outlets, to genuflect and obey your edicts if they wish to communicate with the American people, asking them, "Who the hell elected you?" Showing that he doesn't understand how markets function. Because the reality of the situation is that the American people, the world, the people of the world elected Twitter as the platform for microblogging, clearly, because Twitter is the most successful of the competition that's out there. There are alternatives, like Mastodon.
Sure.
Or the Libidon server on Mastodon. So
there are thousands of servers that are running Mastodon.
So Senator Ted Cruz teed off on Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey today over the platform's decision to temporarily block an unproven New York Post report about former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter, a move that has further stoked conservatives' claims of bias. Now, I've seen some really weird stuff about Hunter Biden recently, like the picture of him asleep with a crack pipe in his mouth and and Snopes evidently saying that, no, it wasn't a crack pipe. It was a glass rose with the rose missing.
They actually said that on Snopes?
I don't know, you know, because I don't care enough to look at it.
The crack pipe I saw was used. Okay, when you go and you buy, look, I'm not a crack user, okay, but I know a thing or two about the underground drug world and the rose, what do they call it? A rose what? Rose.
Evidently, that's a smear campaign being run against Snopes. Like I said, I didn't look into it. I wasn't going to vouch for it and say it was true. But I've seen screenshots of that.
Just spacing on it. What's the rose thing called? The rose?
A glass rose. Glass it's some rose. Sort of little thing with
a little rose in it.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the way crack pipes are sold. So when you go into a convenience store, you say you want a whatever rose, glass rose or whatever.
Really?
And they sell you a crack pipe with a rose in it. The crack user throws the rose away, and then they light up a rock crack in the pipe. So they can't sell it as crack pipe. So like the code, sort of like when people bought their bongs at the smoke shop, you can't say bong. You have to call it a water pipe. So you'd have to
really?
Go in. Yeah, yeah. If you went into a smoke
and you
shop,
had to basically swear that, oh, yeah, this is for tobacco.
Correct. there was signage up that said for tobacco use only. And so if someone came in and said, hey, I'd like to look at that bong over there, then the owner of the business should have instructed their employees to say, I'm sorry, sir, you're going to have to leave. Because they would send undercover cops in there to do the exact same thing.
But it is a bong.
No, because a bong is associated with marijuana smoking. And so, therefore, if someone uses the term bong, they're to be kicked out of the head shops. Now, these days, it's probably looser because it's legal in some states to have and to smoke cannabis. But for a very long time, this was the case. Same thing's true with crack pipes. You can't go into a store and say, I need to buy a crack pipe.
You should be able to, though.
You should be able to, but legally, it's frowned upon. It will likely result in you having your store shut down or your employees or yourself arrested. So they sell glass roses.
Which again comes back to the issue of fascism and employees being forced to be law enforcement officers, which I have to oppose here as well.
Yeah.
The employee at the gas station should not be enforcing the law for police officers that prohibit people from buying crack pipes. That's not their job. Their job is to sell merchandise to people, regardless of what those people call that merchandise. Just because they call it a glass rose doesn't mean it's not a crack pipe. It's still a crack pipe. Let's remove these euphemisms and just let people be honest.
Yeah.
That heroin addict isn't buying diabetic needles. Come on, people. And we know it. Just let them go in there and say, hey, I want this for heroin. And let the employee say, look, I don't want to sell you these out of my own personal decisions because I don't think you should be doing heroin.
Or go get it somewhere else.
Sure, and the business owner may frown upon that. Mm-hmm. Hey, this person wanted to buy this thing. Why did you let them buy it? But enforcing the laws of the state is not the way to solve this problem.
With the Hunter Biden crack pipes photo, I suspect the photo was staged, meaning that it's highly... Have you seen the picture?
It's highly difficult to fall asleep while on crack.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm sure it is while you're on crack, but it's also unusual that you would fall asleep in such a way that the crack pipe is literally like... hanging right out, like it's resting on your chin or whatever. Like the odds that that would happen are so slim, right? Like that it would be positioned in the exact way and not have fallen or anything like that. Somebody put that there, but that doesn't mean he wasn't smoking crack that night.
Sure. Someone put that there perhaps so that they could take the picture of it and then be able to blackmail him or something. Or maybe they just wanted to, maybe he was a friend of theirs and they just wanted to mess with him.
Well, apparently it was on his, if you believe what the Republicans are saying, it was on his
hard drive. I don't believe what any of these liars are saying.
Right. I mean, look, I believe that Hunter Biden has had drug problems. That's been admitted by his family. So that's not a surprise.
Right.
And I also believe that when you're politically connected like Hunter Biden, that you don't go to prison for those problems. Then, like Jeb Bush's daughter in Florida, Republican, the same thing happened there. His daughter was smoking crack, and they put her in a facility like one of these rehabs, these really expensive rehabs.
Yeah.
And she ran away from the rehab so she could go smoke some crack. And whenever Jeb Bush was talked to about it by the media, he would play it down like, hey, this is our family. It's a private thing. We need you to respect that. Oh, well, you didn't respect it as a private family matter for everybody in Florida's prisons that you put in a jail cell or a prison cell over smoking and or selling crack. But when it's your daughter, then it's a private family matter. Same thing the Bidens say about their son. Oh, well, it's a private. We're dealing with this on our own way. Just we need to be left alone.
Yeah, but didn't his VP candidate throw plenty of people in jail for smoking crack?
His own father, you mean? Yeah. You mean Hunter Biden's?
Well, I meant Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Biden
himself is an ardent drug warrior, and Kamala Harris was the attorney general in California, and Biden's other son, the one that's dead, Bo Biden, also was an attorney general. In fact, I was commenting on this the other night. Vincent on his Questioning Authority show was playing some clips of Biden, and like he's been playing like the puff pieces that they do about politicians, where it's like, oh, Joe Biden likes ice cream just like the rest of you. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Did you know Donald Trump gets two scoops while everyone else only gets one?
Right. So like, it was one of these clips where they're interviewing his family members about how great a grandpa, old Joe is or whatever. And they're talking about how he likes ice cream and food. And the whole point of these things is to make them seem relatable, that these are psychopaths and sociopaths. But hey, a psychopath likes a good bowl of ice cream, too. So you talk about the things that other people like, right? So anyway, he's got like four granddaughters, and one of them, Natalie, I guess is maybe more than one of them, but one of them, she is the daughter of Bo Biden, the one who's dead. And allegedly, she was in the photos with Hunter, the laptop photos that were supposedly revealed. She was in some sort of, I don't know if how revealing or any nudity was involved or whatever, but she was allegedly close with this guy. And I'm like, well, can you imagine having to grow up with a dad who is the attorney general? I mean, this guy is the top cop of Delaware. He's a former federal prosecutor. This is your dad? You're going to grow up effed up in that particular case.
See, I've avoided most of the stuff about Hunter Biden and Bo Biden and all of that because I genuinely do not care if Hunter Biden smokes crack.
Oh, I just think it's funny.
I think it's funny, too, but it's not funny enough for me to, like, go out of my way to research whether or not he's actually smoking crack. I'm just like, okay, he smokes crack.
Sure.
I'm not surprised. Moving on with my life.
I
mean, that's sort of what politicians do.
I talk about it on the air because I love it when politicians get caught.
Yeah.
And look, Hunter Biden is effectively a politician. He works with his father. He's using his dad for political and business gain when it comes to the Ukrainian power company that he was involved with in questionable ways. And so when one of these people who purports to be better than everybody else actually reveals themselves as just as human as everybody else, I find that worthy of pointing out.
is certainly a better demonstration of their humanity than is a little photo op where he's eating ice cream and playing with his granddaughters. Have you ever been silenced by Twitter or Facebook? 855-450-3733. Tell us all about it. 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. government moves to regulate cryptocurrencies after the Attorney General publishes enforcement framework. $4.8 billion still missing from the Silk Road. Some of the oldest bitcoins were just moved. Is Satoshi Nakamoto back in the game? Publicly traded companies move more cash into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And while governments throughout the world are working to destroy your currency, their currencies that they've convinced you to use, we've been talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live, which is a cryptocurrency, an alternative currency to the ones that the federal governments throughout the world are trying to destroy. Now you can easily deploy Masternodes or stake Divi and start earning Divi right now. Ian actually has set up a Masternode, says it was super easy and that staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here, but we think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles and, you know, just against hedging against the collapse of the USD or whatever fiat currency exists in your geographic area. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. Well, if you need help, there is a link to their Telegram chat right on the front page at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. Speaking of currencies that are being destroyed by their governments, Argentina is evidently doing weird stuff with the pesos.
Now, yes.
Is it? I thought the peso was the currency of Mexico.
There's different pesos
okay.
out there, just, from what I understand.
What is it like, Mexican, Spanish for dollar or something?
Kinda.
Okay.
I don't have the exact definition, but there are, you know, sort of like there are different dollars in the world. Like Zimbabwe had a dollar. I've got 10 trillion of them, I think, up here on the wall.
Yeah,
$10 trillion dollars. So that's not a dollar.
You're a trillionaire, Ian. Yeah. How's it feel?
Hey, all right. So we've been reporting on Free Talk Live about Venezuela for most of the last decade.
A country that has had plenty of tourism, some of the largest oil reserves in the world. It's
tremendous natural resources.
It's arable year-round, yes, just tremendous natural resources, and its people are living in absolute poverty now.
And they're hungry.
Half the time they don't have running water or electricity. Mm-hmm. They've actually been, you know, photographed, videoed, filtering sewage water in order to be able to wash their hands or just take baths. I mean, it's an absolute hellhole, and it's all the fault of socialism.
And Argentina appears to be going down the same drain here, and it seems like that process is just getting started. The story from Bloomberg.com. By the way, Argentina, I met a girl at a Bitcoin conference a few years ago who was originally from there. Her family was from there. And
from Argentina?
Yeah, and as I recall, they had some issues within the last few decades. I forget when it was, but they basically raided people's bank accounts. Like, ooh, the government stole money from people's bank accounts. They call it a haircut when that happens.
Well, I noticed that during the 2007 recession, the United Kingdom and a lot of European Union countries, they gave themselves the authority to go in and take up to 25%.
Yeah, that happened
in
Greece.
Was it Greece?
Yeah. Or was it Cyprus? Greece and or Cyprus. It either happened in one or both of those places. Both EU, I believe, nations. So Argentina is about to go through a pretty nasty, and is going through, the beginnings of serious currency devaluation. Their battle to control its currency is upending South America's second largest economy, wreaking havoc on everything from household finances to the production and sale of common goods. Measures including taxes on greenback purchases, that's the U.S. dollar, and demands that some companies restructure their dollar-denominated debts have misfired, propelling the gap between the official and black market exchange rates to the widest since 1989, while failing to boost international reserves. Now,
so presumably what this means is that someone on the black market would give you a quarter in USD for, I don't know, 10 Argentinian pesos.
I'll give you the exact numbers here in just a moment, because this is always interesting, where there is a black market exchange rate as compared to an official exchange rate. And we had talked about this in detail about Venezuela, where there's been a tremendous gulf between the official government exchange rate and what the Venezuelan bolivar is actually worth on the black market. And we're starting to see the same thing happen in Argentina. And I'll get into that here in a moment. Some analysts warn a large devaluation may be on the horizon, despite despite the president's public opposition to the idea. Controls on the peso and increased money printing are adding to the coronavirus pandemic? Huh? And amplifying existing economic problems such as a 3-year recession and one of Latin America's fastest inflation rates, all while stirring memories of past crises.
So this is something they've been through before. They know the results of allowing their government to print massive amounts of money, mm-hmm. and yet they're allowing their government to print massive amounts of money.
Well, okay. You can't stop the government from printing massive amounts of money.
No, but you can stop using their money.
You can stop using it. And that's actually what they're trying to do. That's why businesses are using the dollar instead. Now, obviously, we know the dollar is faulty as well, but on the scale of international currencies, it's one of the more staple, right? Like, it's going to go down in value just like the rest of them, but it doesn't tend to go down as quickly. They're globally available, and so they're not, you know, in just this one place like in Argentina.
Well, that may change after this year. We don't know what the full consequences are going to be of the 20% of the U.S. money supply in American history being printed just within the last year.
That's right.
That's going to have pretty severe ramifications, I expect.
I think you're right about that. But they can get away with a lot more for a lot longer here. And so by comparison, the dollar seems like a safer bet for the people in Argentina. And it's also true in Venezuela, where about a year ago, the Venezuelan government officially, unofficially, turned their cheek and look the other way when it comes to people doing business in dollars in Venezuela. You weren't supposed to do that before, but they understood finally that they either would let their people use dollars or they will starve. And so the official policy of Venezuela is to unofficially allow it to happen. And so
is that still the policy?
Yes.
Okay.
And so there's a tremendous usage of dollars in Venezuela now on the open. Meaning if you go to a store, you may see a price in dollars on the shelf and a price in the Venezuelan Bolivar, or maybe you'll just see a price in dollars. So it's kind of interesting. But Adriana Dupita, Latin American economist at Bloomberg Economics, said about this, quote, "You can't de-dollarize the mentality of a nation simply by cutting its access to dollars. Rather, the only way to convince agents to think in peso terms is to have policies that make the currency credible. So far, we are yet to see those policies." So here are some examples of how a dysfunctional currency is complicating the day-to-day lives of Argentines. One, what is a peso worth? Parallel exchange rate are making life impossible for local businesses, hindering their ability to plan and creating a daily headache of discerning how much the peso is worth. For Lucas Frescoli, the owner of the bicycle manufacturer Fad Bikes in the outskirts of Rosario, any change in the official rate immediately impacts steel pipe prices. On top of that, some suppliers work with prices tied to an intermediate level between the official peso and the black market rate. So there's literally multiple tiers of the pricing of this peso. And there's actually a website that I found. So in Venezuela, the website you want to go to is dollartoday.com if you want to see what the current black market rate of the Venezuelan bolivar is. Well, the site for Argentina is Blue Dollar, spelled with two L's, bluedollar.net. And that has the informal rate, which is the black market rate, the official rate, which is the government rate, and then this sort of intermediate bank rate, which is a little bit different. And we'll talk more about what those things mean here and what it means to try to do business when the thing you're supposed to be doing business in has three different valuations.
Yeah, it sounds like it absolutely is making life impossible.
On a multidimensional probe, the Syscom Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Syscom's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BangBooks at Bang.com for more.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Zeta is now battering the Gulf Coast. The storm made landfall in Louisiana Wednesday afternoon as a Category 2 hurricane, bringing with it wind gusts of over 110 miles an hour and leaving at least 300,000 people without power. Areas along the coast also reported flooding of up to 5 feet in some areas as the storm surge came ashore. The storm is moving quickly and is expected to bring high winds and heavy rains to the Atlanta area early Sunday morning before moving into the Appalachians. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for 6 states, extending for 600 miles inland. Stocks fell sharply on Wednesday as investors reacted to rising numbers of COVID cases across the globe. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 943 points to close in the red for the fourth straight day. The S&P 500 lost 119 points, or 3.5%, while the NASDAQ fell nearly 4%. This is USA Radio News. F-16 fighter jets intercepted an aircraft Wednesday that had wandered into restricted airspace over President Trump's rally in Bullhead City, Arizona. The aircraft was initially unresponsive, but after jets deployed signal flares, it established radio contact with them and was escorted out of the restricted area. There is no word on whether the pilot will face any charges. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to rise in the U.S. as hospitalizations are growing by 5% or more in 37 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns of the bad position the country is in. He told the Journal of the American Medical Association that things could only get worse as we head into winter.
We should have been way down in baseline and daily cases, and we're not. We're going into a precarious situation where much of what we're going to be doing is going to be indoors as opposed to outdoors.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And it's not even wintertime yet, and I'm already looking forward to next summer, specifically June the 28th through July the 4th. It's going to be ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It happens just the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground from June the 28th through July the 4th. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience you want others to have. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. You can find links to those on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. So mark your calendar for June the 28th through July the 4th. 2021. We'll see you there. ForkFest.party. And you know, it isn't even wintertime, and I say I'm looking forward to summertime, but it still gets pretty chilly at night in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, even around July the 4th.
Yep.
So I'm thinking more of warmer climates, I suppose. I hate cold weather, man, and here I am in New Hampshire. But I love everything
freedom.
About it. Yeah. Gotta go where there's freedom,
man. I also don't like the cold, but here I am.
Yep.
Because freedom. We're talking about money. We are. And we're talking about the government money and how they really screw things up in some of these countries. And it's the same plan every time that I've seen this. And by no means am I an expert on this, but we've looked at Venezuela in some detail over the last decade. And what I'm seeing happening in Argentina right now and in recent, I guess, the last year or so, is the same playbook that they played out in Venezuela. So we talked about how there are, this Bloomberg article mentions there's multiple problems with the currency there beyond just plain old inflation. There's also a exchange rate that is the official government exchange rate. And there's a problem when that happens, when some central authority says, we have determined that the peso, the Argentinian peso, or AR, is equivalent to this amount in dollars. We will decide. Well, the market decides those things, not
yes, they do.
Government bureaucrats.
And the bureaucrats are off by a factor of more than 100. What? That's not a factor of more than 100. They're off by a figure of more than 100.
Yes, and they're off by a factor of at least 2.5 or something like that. They're off by quite a bit, at least two. So let me explain. So the official government exchange rate right now is that you could purchase $1.
One American dollar.
Correct. For 77.90, so about 78 Argentinian pesos, officially.
But that's if you jump through all of the government's hoops and you fill out the red tape according to BlueDollar.net. If you jump through all of their hoops and you do everything you're supposed to do and they approve you, then you can buy one USD for almost $78.78.
Correct. Then, if you have a dollar, you could then take it to the black market and you could sell that dollar for 178 pesos.
Sounds like a business opportunity for
market.
Some Venezuelans.
You would think, but that's why there's a bunch of red tape.
Not so Venezuelans, Argentinians.
But you would think, but that's why there's a bunch of red tape. You basically can't do it. Which is why when I first saw this website, BlueDollar.net, which is where we're getting these numbers from, I was surprised when I saw that you could even transfer from pesos into dollars officially. Because Venezuela was not allowing that at all. Because it ruins the scheme. Because if you have a dollar, or rather if you have pesos, they don't want you to have dollars. So it's not like you could just waltz into a bank, lay down some pesos, and say, okay, give me some dollars. No, no, no. That's why they say at the very end of this article here that I'll share with you that there's a ton of red tape, prohibitive levels of red tape, meaning you ain't getting through it.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
You've got to have a brother who's a governor or
something
mayor
like that.
Or something.
They have no incentive to make this move because the dollar is an exit from the Argentinian system. It's an exit from the Argentinian peso. So they have a disincentive to allow anyone to exchange pesos officially into dollars. They'll take your dollars and exchange them into pesos all day long.
Oh, yeah, because they want the dollars.
Correct.
Because dollars are useful.
That's right. And so the people know this, and they know they can't go into the banks, they can't go to the government and officially exchange pesos for dollars very easily, so it has to be done on the black market. So there's a detail here, and we'll get back to the Bloomberg piece, but I thought this was interesting at BlueDollar.net that kind of explains how this works. So Blue Dollar, a.k.a. Dollar Blue, or the unofficial dollar, is a parallel dollar rate of the U.S. dollar in Argentina. This is the cost of buying and selling a physical dollar bill in a cueva, or clandestine financial house, in Buenos Aires.
So on the black market.
Correct. This is the best price you will get if you are buying or selling physical bills, and the transaction is done with no involvement or any government-sanctioned or licensed entity like a bank. So this is total underground black market currency exchange. Since the country's government introduced tough currency change restrictions on its people, a black market has emerged. In short, you can change your money at an official outlet for one price, or you can go to an unofficial trader and get it changed at the blue rate, which will put many more pesos in your pocket. Presuming you want them. Taking plenty of hard cash contradicts the usual advice to tourists traveling abroad, but many visitors to Argentina have been doing just that to take advantage of the black market rates. So
That's pretty clever.
Right. So
but it's exploitative.
What do you mean?
You're using the Argentinian government to exploit the already impoverished people of Argentina. I'm not sure. I mean, it's clever, but I'm not sure that it's a good idea.
No. That's not exploitation. So if you are going to Argentina, you are bringing dollars into the country, right?
Now, sure, I'm looking at this from a business perspective. Not like I'm going on vacation in Argentina, so I'm bringing USD with me. I'm looking at it like, okay, these people want to buy my USD from me. I can get the pesos from them, and since I'm a foreigner, I can exchange the pesos back into dollars and profit from it. That was the perspective from which I was looking at when I described it as being exploitative.
So wait, you're talking about if you were to move to Argentina and set up a black market
or just regularly visit. Being an outsider coming in with USD just all the time. And
that's exploitation. You're helping those people by giving them dollars. You are providing them a service, and that's why it's illegal.
Fair point.
Would be doing something that would get you arrested.
Yeah.
Because you're actually threatening the peso by doing that. If you're going in there with a supply of dollars, those people will give you more than twice.
Well, I'm not going in there with a supply of dollars, but I'm going in there with a supply of Bitcoin if they want to buy that.
Well, and that's something else that's been an interesting aspect in Venezuela, and we should look and see if there's any Bitcoin taking hold in Argentina, because Venezuela is, according to local Bitcoins, one of the top two countries on the planet for Bitcoin purchases.
I believe it.
So that's another aspect that's not addressed here in this particular story. But if you're going in there with dollars and you have the mind to exchange those for pesos, now why you would want to do that, I don't know. Because there's plenty of businesses that will take the dollars from you. But presumably there's still some businesses that can only officially take pesos because maybe the government's watching them real close. And so you might want to get some pesos. In that case, you'd want to get twice as many pesos instead of the official exchange rate.
Yeah.
So by handing the dollars away to the Venezuelan or the Argentinians, you're actually helping them in that case.
So according to Cointelegraph, demand for Bitcoin is surging in Argentina.
It's predictable.
Yeah. I mean, it's no surprise. People want to, when the currency of the realm starts to suck, people seek alternative currency.
It happened in Cyprus. It happened in Greece as well, years ago. So back to the story here.
That's why Bitcoin is up over 13,000 today, because Americans are realizing that, hey, the USD is kind of starting to suck and we should get into something that they can't make suck.
So the black market has emerged. So you can change your money at the official outlet for one price, or you can go to an unofficial trader and get the blue rate. So how do you track down the more favorable blue rate? Well, many foreign visitors set up a local contact who can make the change, or ask their hotel to recommend a cueva, which literally means cave. In reality, more like a fully functioning business, accepting dollars, euros, and pounds. Other tourists simply head to central shopping streets and respond to not-so-subtle calls of cambio, exchange. The wise ones having checked the current rate first, so they can barter. We'll tell you more about what this all means. Fascinating stuff.
It is. Free Talk Live. It's sad, though, to think about how these people are being destroyed by their government. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can still get on the air with us. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian, and I want to say thank you to Dodger, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he is a member of the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Money that you use to join the AMP program is used specifically to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you want to help us get on more radio stations, if you want to help the ideas of liberty get out there to more people, contributing to the AMP program is the best way to do that. It comes with a number of cool little perks like an AMP-only call-in line and an AMP-only Facebook group. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. It only costs $5 per month. Dodger, thank you so much. Again, check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of money, we're talking about Argentina.
Yeah, we're not going to take your pesos. Sorry.
No, we're not. No. I think you can. You do. You can take Bitcoin. You can pay in Bitcoin, though, can't you?
Yes. Yeah, there is a Bitcoin option,
which is preferred.
Which would be insane to use right now with the fees being what they are. I just spent.
Can you buy a year membership at a time?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You
well,
can.
It makes it less insane, at least. But yeah, $7
for a Bitcoin
60?
Transaction.
Yeah. I paid like a 2% fee the other day, and I thought that was kind of high. Jeez. But, I mean, if you're buying a year subscription for $60 and it costs you a $7 fee, that's
a lot.
That's like 11%, 12%.
So we've been talking about the, the folks over in Argentina, which are now dealing with a currency devaluation and dual exchange rates, or what they're calling a parallel rate. There's the black market rate, which is the real value of the Argentinian peso. And then there's the official rate, which is the government-approved value of the Argentinian peso.
Which is off by more than a figure of 100.
Of
or
peso,
close
100
to
pesos.
100.
Yeah, it's actually 78 Argentinian pesos to $1 officially, compared to 178 to 1 unofficially. And so bluedollar.net is where you can go to actually get the current rates based on what are being charged in underground marketplaces that are called cuevas or caves. And it says, if you want to stick to using U.S. dollars in your day-to-day transactions, that's common, too. The Argentinian market, which experienced a complete economic meltdown in 2001-2002, has quickly adapted. Many businesses, including hotels and restaurants, will accept U.S. dollars. Some will work to the blue rate, even though that is illegal, or they will come close to it. So, again, it's not legal to use the illegal exchange, the real exchange rate in your business. You have to be seen as using the official government exchange rate, which makes things weird.
And it means the business is getting ripped off.
Well, yes, that's one way to look at it. And according to BlueDollar.net, it says here, when a shopkeeper recognizes you're a tourist, you're likely to be offered an upfront deal. Like, we accept dollars at 12 pesos or something similar. The dual rate began after the government initiated a number of restrictions on currency exchange in an attempt to prop up the fledgling peso and reduce capital flight, meaning investors taking their fortunes out of the country. Argentinians have, of course, been hit much worse than any visitor, and there has been a prohibitive amount of red tape to get through if they want to exchange pesos to dollars. It's basically impossible. The government does not want you to do this. So how does this actually affect business owners? Because that's when things get really complicated. It's one thing to be an individual who comes to visit Argentina with a pocket full of dollars and go to the black market and make an exchange, get some pesos, and go buy things with your pesos. That's simple.
Well, it sounds like the hotel or whatever it is would then have to take those USD to their bank in order to cash them in for an equivalent amount of pesos, and they're going to lose a massive amount of pesos.
Well, no, the hotel owner, if they're smart, is going to the black market to do that.
Okay,
if they're going to exchange it, because why would they exchange it if they can just spend the dollars? So there's going to be a large amount of holding of dollars. It's very unlikely that they're going to want pesos unless there's something that they need to buy that they have to use pesos for. But again, most businesses will probably take your dollars.
Well, if you're a tourist, right, because it can't be legal to accept USD.
That's a good question, and I'm not clear. Because it says here a lot of businesses will accept the dollars. Now, whether it's legal or not is another question. I suspect it is tolerated. But let me go on. So how does this affect business, right? Like, it's easy to understand this when you're thinking as an individual, how do I act in this situation? But as a business person, you have that storefront that the government can come raid, right? That the government can come in and check on you. They can see what prices you're offering, and they can see if you're offering black market or above, legal market pricing. So one guy gives an example of how this is very frustrating to him. He says, my suppliers send open bills with the quantity of products on them, but with no prices. Then the day they send the products, I get to know the price, and then I pay immediately. I have new prices every single week. And that just has to do with the inflation, right?
Right. Like, one day a bucket of soap is going to cost them, 100 pesos, mm-hmm. and the next day it's going to be 106.
Right. But you can't know in advance what the price is going to be, so all you know is you got to order, X amount of soap buckets, and the X soap buckets show up, and then a bill comes with the amount on it. You didn't know in advance what it was going to cost, so you just better be ready to deal with anything that comes through the door. The widening gap, this is point number two, no one wants the pesos. According to Bloomberg.com, the widening gap between the official and parallel exchange rates, and it is widening, they've got a chart here, about a year ago, in September of 2019, they were pretty close to one another. And ever since then, it's been a huge increasing gap, and it's only going to get worse. But it's stoking consumer fears that a large devaluation is coming. Meanwhile, annual inflation is running near 40%, adds to the sensation that the local currency is losing value fast.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If it's running at 40% inflation year after year,
it's hard to ignore that. As a result, many common Argentines rush to unload all their pesos at all cost. Quote, nobody wants pesos, so clients don't care anymore about the prices. They just buy, says Pablo Gaitan, co-owner of Corralón Ciudadela, a local business in the province of Buenos Aires that sells construction materials. A shortage of supplies amid a strict coronavirus lockdown has also added to the uncertainty, he says. So if you've got pesos, you just want to spend them. You want to get them out. You're better off buying the construction supplies if you're in the construction business than holding pesos in a bank account. 3, import shortages. The government has clamped down on imports to prevent dollars from flowing out of the country, leading to shortages of key goods from abroad. In the case of Eduardo Guerini, who owns Guerini Neumáticos S.A., the administration has not granted him authorization to purchase vehicle tires from Asia for the last 2 months. As a result, he has no inventory to distribute from the province of Mendoza to a network of more than 600 shops nationwide. Because the government won't let him make the purchases because they don't want the dollars to leave the country because the supplier won't take the peso. So this guy has to pay in dollars. Well, the government's saying you can't do that.
And they would just rather people not have tires.
Mm-hmm.
That's really responsible.
The domestic food market is another sector hit hard by the restrictions, according to Pablo Riccati, who runs a company that makes rolls for burgers and hot dogs. He says, quote, there's a shortage of products that have some imported components, such as mustard. He said, for the same reasons. Again, they have to get government approval to do business outside of the country and send dollars out. While it's been standard practice, and this is point four, the final point, real estate woes. While it's been standard practice to sell Argentine properties in U.S. dollars, standard practice. So that means it is legal, right? Some owners have started to price rent in greenbacks, too. Still, the lack of trust in the direction of the peso makes it difficult to determine future housing costs, especially as capital controls force Argentines to use the black market to buy the dollars or to agree to pay in pesos based on the informal currency rate. Quote, permanent and temporary rentals are being dollarized in some locations and for some consumers in top segments, said Jose Rosados, the director of real estate consultancy, Reporte Inmobiliario. Quote, it's very hard for the household owner to forecast prices with this volatility. And so that's like a brief overview of how messed up this situation is when the government creates an official exchange rate. That's where all of these problems come from, yeah. Not just the fact that they're inflating the currency. That adds to the problems. But the fact that they are saying this is what the official exchange rate is, well, now you've got all these economic waves that are sort of ripple effects that are coming out of this, and it's making life and business very, very difficult.
To say nothing of the actual inflation rate, which, I mean, if you're in a business where you only order your product like once a month or whatever, that previous month of selling for pesos is not going to buy you the same amount of product that you actually sold. And if it does, then it's not at very much profit. So how are businesses even surviving in this environment of volatility and destruction of the currency on top of the out-of-whack exchange rates?
You take your pesos, you exchange them to dollars as quickly as you can, or Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, and you try to buy with that. But if the government gets in the way, then you have no inventory.
Well, hopefully they're not converting them to dollars, because that's not much better. It's just a slower decline into poverty. Instead, go with Bitcoin. You can find out more about it at Bitcoin.com. But if you like the show and you want to listen to other archives or previous episodes, head on over to FreeTalkLive.com. And if you want to support us again, check out the link amp.freetalklive.com. amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.